Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We are in the season of end times, and in this season for these three Sundays, we're going to take a deep dive into the book of Daniel and see how our Lord Jesus rules all things, how he has always ruled all things, and how he will always rule all things. Today, we read from Daniel chapter 4, and the last few verses, verses 34 to 37, are our sermon text. Daniel 4. From King Nebuchadnezzar, to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell on the entire earth, may your peace and prosperity increase. It seemed good to me to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God did for me. How great are his signs! How mighty are his wonders! His kingdom is an eternal kingdom, and his dominion extends from generation to generation. When I, Nebuchadnezzar, was carefree in my house and prospering in my palace, I saw a dream that frightened me. The images I saw while I was on my bed and the visions in my head alarmed me. So I issued a decree to bring before me all of the wise men of Babylon so that they could give the interpretation of the dream and make it known to me. Then the magicians, the spellcasters, the astrologers, and the diviners came, and I told them the dream. However, they could not make its meaning known to me. Afterward, Daniel came before me, whose name is Belteshazzar, like the name of my God, and a spirit of the holy God dwells in him, and I told him the dream. And we skip down to verse 19. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was horrified for a moment, and his thoughts troubled him. The king said, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream and its meaning trouble you. Belteshazzar answered, My lord, if only the dream were about your enemies and its meaning about your foes. The tree which you saw grew and became strong. Its height reached to heaven, and it was visible to the whole earth. Its leaves were beautiful, and its fruit was abundant. On it there was food for all. The wild animals lived under it, and the birds of the air lived in its branches. You are the tree, your majesty, for you have grown, and you have become great. Your greatness has increased and reached to heaven. Your dominion reaches to the ends of the earth, and you, your majesty, saw a watcher, who was a holy one, coming down from heaven. And he said, Chop down the tree and destroy it. However, leave the stump with its roots in the ground, with an iron and bronze band around it. Let it be with the grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew from the sky. Its place will be with the wild animals until seven times passes over it. This is the interpretation, your majesty. It is a decree of the Most High that has come upon my lord the king. You will be driven away from humans, and your dwelling will be with the wild animals. You will have to eat plants as bulls do, and you will be wet with dew from the sky. Seven times will pass. The Most High rules the kingdom of men, and he gives them to whomever he wishes, because they said to leave the stump with the roots of the tree. Your kingdom will remain yours when you acknowledge that heaven rules. Therefore, your majesty, let my advice be pleasing to you. Break away from your sins with righteousness and from your guilty deeds by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps your prosperity will be extended. All this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he was walking on top of the palace of his kingdom in Babylon. The king said, Isn't this the great Babylon that I had built for a royal residence by my mighty power and by my majestic glory? While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice came down from heaven. It said, It is announced to you, King Nebuchadnezzar, the kingdom has been taken away from you. You will be driven away from humans, and your dwelling will be with the wild animals. Grass will be fed to you as grass is fed to bulls, and seven times will pass over you until you know that the Most High rules the kingdoms of men, and he gives them to whomever he wishes. And he was driven away from humans. So he ate grass as bulls do, and his body was wet with dew from the sky until his hair grew long like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. At the end of the time set, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my reason returned to me. So I blessed the Most High, and I praised and glorified the one who lives forever, because his dominion is an eternal dominion, and his kingdom lasts forever and ever. All of the inhabitants of the earth are considered to be nothing, and he does as he wishes with the army of heaven and the inhabitants of the earth. So there is no one who can hold back the hand of the Most High and say to him, "What have you done?" At that time, my reason returned to me, and my splendor and glory returned to me for the honor of my kingdom. So my advisors and nobles looked for me, and I was reinstated over my kingdom, and I became even more majestic than I was before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise, exalt, and honor the King of heaven, because all his works are true and his ways are just. All those who walk in arrogance, he is able to humble. Daniel chapter 4. Dear people of God, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, who, with the Lord's permission, marched across the Fertile Crescent and destroyed the city of Jerusalem. Because of the Israelites' idol worship, worldliness, and trust in the leaders of this world, the Lord allowed his people to be conquered, crushed, and taken into captivity. Nebuchadnezzar's soldiers tore down the walls of Jerusalem. They destroyed what was left of Solomon's beautiful temple, which had become nothing more than a good luck charm to the people of Judah. And they took all the people who are listed in the Old Testament book of Ezra off to captivity for 70 years, as the prophets had warned. Nebuchadnezzar was God's tool to humble his rebellious people. Now, as such a conqueror, Nebuchadnezzar was guilty of terrible atrocities. You don't conquer the world without killing a lot of people. And yet, I have hope that Nebuchadnezzar is in heaven. If Solomon made it in, I think Nebuchadnezzar has a good shot. For Nebuchadnezzar was the man who elevated Daniel and his friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to high positions in his government because he saw the obvious gifts that the Lord had given to those men. And yes, it was Nebuchadnezzar who threw three of those men into the fiery furnace, but nobody's perfect. What we have as our text today is the last words of King Nebuchadnezzar. The rest of the stories in the book of Daniel that we will look at in later weeks are stories about different kings. This, Daniel chapter 4, is a letter that Nebuchadnezzar wrote himself about a dream and its fulfillment that happened near the end of his reign. Now, this letter is in Holy Scripture, which means that it's true and that it has something to teach us here on this Sunday celebrating the Last Judgment. The dream that Nebuchadnezzar had was about a tree. It stood tall in a field all by itself. It is described as strong and as visible to everyone in the world. It's a dream tree. Dream trees can do that. It had beautiful leaves, more beautiful than ours. It had good fruit that could feed everyone. Birds lived in its branches, and animals could live in its shade. It was so big. It was the greatest tree of all trees. Then, a watcher came, our new translation says. Now the old translation said, a messenger came. Even though the Hebrew word is watcher, someone who watches over, someone who guides, someone who protects, it's an angel. An angel from the Lord came with a message from the Lord, and that message was, chop it down, cut it up, strip its leaves, scatter its fruit, chase the animals under it away, but leave the stump, yet bind that stump in iron and bronze, let it be wet with the dew, and exist among the wild animals. Make its mind change to that of a human, to that of an animal, for 7 times. And with that last proclamation, we can tell that we're not talking about a tree. The dream is about a man. And that man clearly is Nebuchadnezzar himself. This is the way of the world. Strong leaders and nations seem unconquerable, and yet they all are. In a couple weeks, Daniel will describe the kingdom of Persia, the Medes, the Greeks, the Romans, and how they were superpowers of their day. Yet where are they today? Just like at one time the Portuguese and the British ruled the seas of the world, and the Germans wanted to do it also. But how are they all doing today? It makes us think of us. The U.S., the world's one great superpower. How long will we reign? And who will take us down? Will it be the Chinese or the North Koreans? Or will the end of the world come before that? I don't know. All I know is that since we are a power in the world, we will not reign and we will not last forever. Poor Daniel had to explain this to King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar had conquered his world from Egypt to Turkey to Pakistan. Everything that he cared about in the world, he conquered. And it would all be taken away from him as the Lord predicted. And he would lose his mind and become like an animal in the field for 7 times. Now we know from our study of Revelation that 7 is 3 plus 4. It means that 3, which represents God, is going to deal with a man, which is the number 4, for a time. So the 7 times are not 7 years. It's just a certain amount of time that the Lord has decided he's going to deal with this man. Remember that God's ways are not our ways, and God's time is not our time. The point of all this, we read back in verse 25. The Lord was going to do this to Nebuchadnezzar so that he would know that the Most High rules the kingdoms of men, and he gives them to whomever he wishes. This is why I have hope for Nebuchadnezzar. The Lord was teaching him something. And who does the Lord discipline? But those he loves. Daniel even encouraged the king. Break away from your sins with righteousness and from your guilty deeds by showing mercy to the poor. Repent. Don't be so full of yourself. Show mercy as you have been shown mercy. See the Lord as God, not yourself. See the Lord as your Savior. And it seems to have worked for 12 months. But after a year, one night, Nebuchadnezzar was walking on the roof of his palace, and he looked over his great kingdom, and it was a great kingdom. Nebuchadnezzar had conquered the world. Babylon had the great Hanging Gardens, one of the 7 wonders of the ancient world. It had a very famous zoo. It had some of the first canals dug in the world. It had walls that were 2 feet thick. And it produced artifacts that we are still finding in the desert today. King Nebuchadnezzar was a great conqueror, but he was a greater builder. Yet when Nebuchadnezzar looked over everything that evening, he said, "Isn't this the great Babylon that I built for a royal residence by my mighty power and by my majestic glory?" Instead of giving all glory to God, as he was warned. This is where everybody goes wrong. Am I God, or is the Lord God? Am I in charge, or is the Lord in charge? Is Jesus my Savior, or should I take my chances on my own? Do I need to cling to the Lord Jesus and to his saving word every moment of my life? Or do I not really need his help that much? Since Nebuchadnezzar did not give all glory to the Lord cast his ability to reason like a man away. The Lord can do that. He has all power and judgment. But by God's grace alone, the Lord gave Nebuchadnezzar his sanity and his reason back. He says, "I lifted my eyes to heaven, and my reason returned to me." How? By God's grace alone. Nebuchadnezzar did no great work of faith to earn his mind back. God gave it back to him from his grace, as with all things. And then Nebuchadnezzar blessed the Most High, and I praised and glorified the one who lives forever. He acknowledged that the Lord lives, and that the Lord rules and lives forever and ever. People, including the great King Nebuchadnezzar, are nothing before the Lord. Kingdoms are like sandcastles to him. No one can question the Lord, for he squashes his haters like ants. In the end, the last words of Nebuchadnezzar are him humbling himself before the Lord. Do you get it? Do you see? Praise, glorify, and bless the King of Heaven, the Lord Most High, our own Jesus, the Son of God, the King of creation, the Lord of heaven and earth. By his grace, Nebuchadnezzar got a second chance to humble himself before the Lord. Not everybody gets that. Most of us only have one chance: to believe and be baptized, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, faith in our Savior, Jesus Christ. No one gets away with anything in this world. The Lord knows. He is watching. And he will deal with everyone who hates him according to his own time. But that's not your problem. You just listen to Daniel. Use the time that the Lord has given you to repent, to humble yourselves before the Lord and before other people. Show mercy to those who need mercy. And who is that? Everybody. Show mercy as you have been shown mercy. Forgive as you have been forgiven. And live in that forgiveness won by Christ. You are saved by Jesus alone. Live like it. Amen.